the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin la siyama baqiyyatillahi fil aradin ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. We've been discussing different characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the light of the Quran, and today I want to refer to the beginning of Surah, which is also called after the Prophet, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Qital, and the chapter starts with the following verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alladheena kafaru wa saddu an sabilillah adalla a'malahum walladheena amanu wa 'amilus salihat wa amanu bima nuzzila 'ala Muhammad wa huwa al-haqq min rabbihim kaffara 'anhum sayyi'atihim wa aslaha balahum. ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم. These are the first three verses of chapter Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a comparison between the condition of the people who are believers and do righteous deeds, follow the Prophet on the one hand, and those who fight and reject the truth on the other hand. He first makes the example of those who fight the truth. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If we don't have faith or we don't have righteous deeds, either Allah will leave us to ourselves in the best scenario, or He would come and fight against us, and therefore He would misguide our action. You see, sometimes there are people who are not receiving support from Allah, and you see sometimes there are people that whatever they say, Allah makes it defeated. Some people reach this point. They promise and Allah makes sure that this is not happening. They plan something, Allah makes sure that this is going to be a failure. So, one of the two. Either Allah would leave the people to themselves because they have no commitment, or if they are insisting on wrongdoing, Allah will come and make sure that they are defeated and all the time they fail. But those who have faith and do righteous deeds out of commitment to the truth, then Allah will make them successful. Of course, we have also some cases that Allah refers to the success in some particular aspects. I mention only one example and I finish. This is chapter 46, verse 15. This is about the expectation that we can have with respect to our progeny. One of our affairs, one of the things that we have great concern for is our progeny. What is going to happen to my progeny? And a person who is far-sighted not only thinks about his immediate children, he would think about his grandchildren, grand-grandchildren, like Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim was always concerned about his progeny. And there are many verses of the Quran about this. It's a beautiful discussion how Prophet Ibrahim was very concerned about his progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We have enjoined man to be kind with his parents. We have to be kind with our parents. And this is mentioned in several places in the Quran. right after worshiping Allah, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After talking about parents, which means father and mother, then Allah especially mentions mother. Because mother has taken more trouble and has suffered more pain is for mother. Of course, father does a lot for us, but mother is different. Mother suffers and sacrifices more than father.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Allah doesn't talk about father, particularly mentions the role of mother. During pregnancy, mother carries the baby with pain and difficulty. It's not easy. We men don't understand the pain that mothers go through at the time of pregnancy. وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Delivery of the baby is also very difficult. And it's something that, you know, even someone like Lady Mary, when wanted to deliver, you know, Isa alayhi salam, was very difficult. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. And it's very difficult. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. And when the child is delivered, still the problem continues. It's not that the child is born and then it's finished. For 2 years, more or less, to feed the baby, to pamper the baby, it's all difficult. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. Then this child becomes a grown-up person, becomes a strong. وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. The age of 40 is the age that you are in the peak of success. In the age of 40, because your body is still strong. After 40, gradually you go into decline. Also, if you have studies, business, everything, family life, in the age of 40, you are seeing the results. وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ. So, because you see the success, you see how much Allah has given you, now that's the time to be grateful to Allah. رَبِّ أَوْزَعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. Please help me to thank you for your blessing that you have given me. وَعَلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ. One of the things that we learn from the Quran is that we must be thankful to Allah not only for what He has given to me, what He has given to my parents, my brothers and sisters, to my community,
Even we have to be thankful to Allah for what He has given to our Muslim nation before, to believers before. Allah sometimes says to Bani Israel, you should remember how Allah blessed your ancestors. So not only you should thank Allah for yourself, you should thank on behalf of your father, your mother, everyone. So he says, أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه. And please guide me, help me to do a good action that would be pleasing you, something you are pleased with. وأصلح لي في ذريتي. أصلح بالهم is general, but this is in particular case about family issues, about upbringing children, about your progeny. You need Allah's help. How can I do something that my children would be mu'min, successful? It's very difficult for us even to think of all the challenges. And this is for immediate children. What about my grandchildren, grand-grandchildren? Do you want your grand-grandchildren to be, na'udhu billah, fasiq? Do you want them to lose their iman? Do you want to be suffering in dunya? Do you want to be living under terror and fear and poverty? We have lots of concerns. Do you want your grand-granddaughter to suffer from her husband? Now, if you think about all these things, it brings lots of worries and concerns. The only way to help them is to ask Allah for help. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Please bring order. Please reform. Please keep mischief, facade, corruption away from my progeny. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I have come towards you. وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I am submissive. I am one of those who are submissive to you. So, if we do what we understand, if we do what we can do, then Allah would make sure that our actions would reach the target. Our prayers are answered. Success is given to us, to our community, to our progeny. But this is for the people who have faith, righteous deeds, and commitment to the truth. If I think that there is something more important than truth, if we mix our actions with falsehood, with lying, with doing immoral actions, with doing bad things to people, no, there is no way. But if everything is done with pure intention, pure action, commitment to the truth, inshallah Allah will make us successful.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now, did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira, the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.